Today in Fairbanks, Alaska, Fort Wainwright will hold a memorial service for Staff Sergeant Eugene Alex. He's the first to die since the Army's 172nd Stryker Brigade had its deployment in Iraq extended. The soldiers were supposed to come home last month. Families are still waiting to find out when the troops will return. From member station KUAC in Fairbanks, Libby Casey reports.
The apartment of 21-year-old newlywed Stephanie Alexander is decorated with photos of her husband.
This is him in Iraq just doing his job on the Stryker. And this is him where the phones are. I just wanted to see what he looks like when he talks to me on the phone, so I took a picture of that.
Alexander moved to Fairbanks from Arizona at the height of summer to prepare for her husband's homecoming from Iraq. But now she's facing the start of winter, far from family and without her husband. Other Army wives are helping, but what Alexander really wants is to know when her husband will come home.
They extended him for 4 months, but they don't know exactly if he'll be extended again or what. He hardly gets time to eat or sleep, being run ragged, and he doesn't even know when he can come home. I mean, everything that kept them going was the thought that they could come home for that whole year.
Alexander says she's proud of her husband, but since the extension, she started questioning everything about the war effort, and hearing that the brigade soldiers are still being killed makes it worse.
You know, these soldiers are special to people. I mean, they may be soldiers in their jobs, but they actually have these rich lives. A lot of them are just funny, good guys that are cherished by people, and it's hard to lose that.
Many of the Stryker Brigade families have been through deployments and even extensions before, but Jen Sawyer says nothing in her years as an Army wife compares to this, 16 months apart, even as other military units serving in Iraq come home after shorter deployments. Sawyer sits with a friend in her kitchen, which is decorated in red, white, and blue. They say the Army wives have proven their strength, but Sawyer says the extension has caused divisions.
There's two camps, sort of. There's the wives who are very stoic and positive, and this is what the Army is, and you don't complain, you don't whine, you don't act weak in any way, shape, or form, you know? And then there's the other side of the camp that is just really angry and disappointed and wants that point to be heard, too. And I think I go back and forth daily. I mean, I think it depends on the day when I wake up.
Sawyer and her friend say they're not angry at any one person. Other wives have found an outlet for their frustration, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. On a recent trip to Alaska, he met with the families for about an hour. One small group is calling for his resignation. But Sue Uliberry, whose husband is high-ranking in the brigade, says they might not realize that Rumsfeld has followed up.
You know, our questions that we asked of the guy on top, he's getting answers for. And I also know that, you know, they're pretty busy making sure that those guys' morale is up there because that's a priority because the wives are concerned about it.
Even so, wife Tamara Bell says her trust in government leaders is gone. Bell fears being seen as unpatriotic, but says after 12 years' devotion to the military, she's earned the right to speak up.
If military families don't stand up and say, you know, this was really a bad decision. This was not taking into consideration the morale of the soldiers and the families. The powers that be will sit there and go, well, nobody's speaking out about this, so obviously it's an okay thing.
Bell, whose 9-month-old son has spent only 7 days with his father, is focused on keeping her husband positive. When he tells her about another death in the brigade, she says a prayer and then tells her husband to stay safe so he can eventually come home. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Fairbanks, Alaska.